Do not think I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. That whole idea of fulfilling really means to make something what it is, what it's meant to be. Now, people were already starting to be scandalized by Jesus because he seemed to be cutting corners. He seemed to be attacking the legalists, which he was. But notice where he's going. He gives us these three examples of anger, of adultery, and then false oaths. He wants us to be true of heart, and that's why today's opening prayer, of course, has been composed just for this. God abides in hearts that are just and true. Just and true. This is not just about exterior actions. The pagan world really believed that, well, there is a God or gods, but they're not all-knowing. I just do what I need to do on the outside, you know, pinch some incense and offer it, just do this and that, honor, make it look like I'm praying, use some words, and the gods hopefully will bless me. But we can tell in the Old Testament, it's very clear, God revealed that he is a God that's all-powerful and all-knowing, which means he can judge the heart. And if you have a commandment, the commandment is not there just to keep an exterior law in order. Look, if you have a certain job for a company, you know, they tell you what to do, and you just have to do it. You know, I'll never forget just interacting with somebody once at a hotel, and the hotel had changed its policy. And he just said, oh, no, this is a new concept. What is the concept? This is a new concept. He had a certain script he had to follow, just like, you know, I clearly don't understand the concept of not getting free breakfast anymore. But again, they had changed their rules, and they should have just said, yeah, we don't offer you free breakfast, sorry. But no, it was just, this is a new concept. He was just blindly following the script he had been given. God does not want us to blindly follow the script. He wants us to have a heart that follows his commandments because his commandments give life. His commandments order us and our relationships with others. His commandments are true, and they make us authentically who we were meant to be. Just quickly going through these with anger. Again, Jesus is not getting rid of righteous anger. You might remember something about cleansing of a temple, right? So there is righteous anger. However, he is truly speaking about an unrighteous anger, an anger that is not just, that is not ordered toward bringing about justice or fairness or respect of someone else. Even when he says, you fool, you and I do have to be careful about coming to a rash judgment about others when somebody else makes a mistake. Are we literally saying you are worthless when we say something like you are a fool? God does not want us to make those kind of final judgments in our anger. And he does not want us to be abusive in thought, word, or action. That is not showing respect to our fellow man, is not seeing them as a son or daughter of God. And that's why that whole idea of going, if you have a problem with your brother and yet you're here at Mass, it's the altar, of course, he was referring to the temple at that time, but foreseeing our altars, whole idea of why give unto God what is God's if you and I are not giving to our neighbor what is our neighbor's? Respect and dignity as sons and daughters of God. The same thing is true with lust. He is not speaking about normal sexual attraction. He is speaking about the using of someone else, again, mentally. He wants us to know that it's not just not cheating. Notice how the world defines cheating, relationship cheating. Doesn't matter what you've done before this relationship. as long as you're not cheating during that relationship in an exterior way. The world doesn't say anything about mental, doesn't say anything about something, you know, private sins. It's just, nope, as long as it's not with somebody else. The world has warped this sense of cheating. And Jesus, in his perennial teaching, says, no, it all starts in the heart and mind. Do you want to readily use someone for your own pleasure? Reducing this person from being a daughter of God to being someone who is just your plaything mentally. That's what he's talking about. Are we respecting God's plan for marriage that we are not going to pretend to do things, again, mentally, lust in your heart, that are reserved for husband and wife? And so it begins in the mind and the heart. That is the kind of true heart that we heard about in today's opening prayer. He does not want us to just have an exterior obedience. He wants us to follow the law, which is about life and the life of others, treating them with respect, seeing them as sons and daughters of God. And then, last but not least, do not take a false oath. What was happening is that people realized that the commandment is, do not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. That was really referring to swearing oaths. And so people wouldn't say, and I'm going to use this phrase because I can, you know, they would not say, well, I swear to God that that's true. They wouldn't say that. They would say, well, I swear by heaven that that's true. And that was an out, because it was heaven. That's why Jesus says, no. Don't be making different kind of, you know, changing of the word so that you can excuse yourself for lying. What is the real heart of the matter? You owe someone the truth. Give them the truth. You owe somebody the dignity of a yes or a no. You owe God the dignity of a yes or a no. Don't try to find a loophole whereby you can lie. So my brothers and sisters, let us ask Jesus Christ, who is the giver of the law, who is the supreme liver of the law, and who says today that he is the one who fulfills it. He fulfills it not just in himself, but his plan is to fulfill it within you and me, to bring it to true fulfillment by making it a source of life, so that we do not want to disrespect, treat others with no dignity. Instead, we see them as others whom God loves, whom God wants to spend eternity with. That is the heart of the law. That is how the law is fulfilled. That is a heart that God wants to abide in. A heart that is just because we owe people dignity, and a heart that is true, that is doing what God wants us to do out of love and out of its goodness in and of itself.